scriptures, let's read two passages.
两处旧约，两处新约。
Two are in Old Testament, the other two are in New Testament.
第一处我们来念以赛亚书。
The first passage is in Isaiah.
四十四章。
Chapter 44.
以赛亚书第四十四章。
The book of Isaiah, chapter 44.
我们先来念第一节、第二节。
We will first read verses 1 and 2.
我的仆人雅各，我所拣选的以色列啊，现在你当听，造作你。又从你出胎造就你，这句中文翻译的不是那么恰当。又从你出胎造就你，就是在你的胎中我已经造成了你。
Verse 1, you yet hear now, O Jacob, my servant, and Israel, whom I have chosen. Thus says the Lord who made you, and formed you from the womb, who will help you.This is a better translation because the Lord formed us from the womb instead of after we were born and then He started forming us.
并要帮助你的耶和华如此说，我的仆人雅各，我所拣选的耶稣冷了，不要害怕。
Fear not, O Jacob, my servant, and you, Jeshurun, whom I have chosen.
我们再来读二十一节。
Then now, verse 21.
我们二十一节，我们读完这一段经文。
Starting from verse 21, we will finish this whole passage.
二十三节，二十一到二十三。
Verses 21 to
23. 雅各，以色列，你是我的仆人，要纪念这些事。以色列，你是我的仆人，我。造就你，必不忘记你。我造就你，必不忘记你。
Remember these, O Jacob and Israel, for you are my servant. I have formed you. You are my servant. O Israel, you will not be forgotten by me again. You will not be forgotten by me.
二十二节
Verse 22.
我涂抹了你的过犯，像厚云。消散，我涂抹了你的罪恶，如薄云毁灭。面目，你当归向我，因为我救赎了你。
I have blotted out your transgressions like a thick cloud, your sins like a heavy mist. Return to me, for I have redeemed you.
二十三节
，verse 23。
诸天啊，应当歌唱。诸天哪、啊，应当歌唱。为什么这里要说诸天哪、啊，你应当歌唱呢？下面句话非常非常的重要，因为耶和华做成了这件事，已经做成了。
Sing, O heavens, for the Lord has done it. Why is the heaven should sing? Because what follows is extremely important. For the Lord has done it, has accomplished it.
因为耶和华已经做成了。
For the Lord has done it.
什么事做成了呢
？What is the thing that the Lord has done?
就是荣耀自己。今天神拣选以色列百姓，成为他的见证，就是为了叫他能够得着荣耀，他们也能够得着荣耀。所以耶和华已经做成了这件事。所以诸天哪！你们都要歌唱。
The Lord has chosen Israel to become sons of glory. His glorious will has now been done. So sing, heavens, the Lord has done it.
地的深处啊，应当欢呼；众山啊，应当发声歌唱。啊，万有都要歌颂，都要赞美。树林和其中所有的树都当如此，就是要歌唱，要赞美。为什么这里给我们再一次的提到？因为耶和华救赎了雅各，并要因以色列永 耀自己，并要因以色列荣耀自己。耶和华已经做成了这件事。
Shout joyfully, you lower parts of the earth. Break forth into singing, you mountains, all forests and every tree in it. Why is it they all shout, they all sing? Because the Lord has redeemed Jacob and glorified himself in Israel. He has glorified himself in Israel, and this has already been accomplished.
好，我们来念第六十四章以赛亚。
Isaiah 64。
我们念第八节。
Verse 8。
以赛亚六十四章第八节。
Isaiah 64:8。
耶和华，现在你仍是我们的父，这是以赛亚的讲的话。耶和华，现在你仍是我们的父。一讲到父，我们常想到这位慈爱的父亲，满了怜悯，满了恩典，满了赦免的这位父亲，对不对？
But now, O Lord, you are my Father. This is spoken by Isaiah. Whenever we think of Father, we think of Him full of mercy, love, and compassion and forgiveness, right?
耶和华，现在你仍然是我们的父，我们是你爸，你是窑匠，我们都是你手中的工作。
But now, O Lord, you are our Father. We are the clay, and you are potter, and all we are the work of your hand.
底下一段我们就不念了，我们都知道啊，这是很悲惨的一幅图画。哎呀，以色列，我们看到这个国家被掳到巴比伦，你看看西安也好，耶路撒冷城市也好，这个圣殿也好，哎呀，都被烧毁，变成旷野，变成了荒场，哎呀，何等悲惨！但是以赛亚有这个信心，因为你仍然是慈爱的父，我们是你手中的工作。我们都是泥巴，你是窑匠。
The following passage we will skip reading is such a miserable picture. You see all the cities, Jerusalem, Zion, all become a waste place, all become desolations. However, Isaiah has this faith. He continues to say, Lord, you are our Father, and we are your clay. You are our potter.
好，我们现在读两处新约的圣经。
Now we're going to read two passages in New Testament.
约翰福音，我们很熟的一段。
The Gospel according to John, this passage is very familiar to us.
现在我们要转到我们的身上，教会，基督的身体。
Now our focus will be turned to us, the body of the Christ, the church.
第十二章。
Chapter 12.
第三节
Verse 3，
玛利亚就拿着一斤极贵的真玛拿香膏涂抹耶稣的脚，又用自己的头发去擦，屋里房间里面就满了什么，满了香气，因为这个肉瓶已经打碎了，这个香气满溢充满了这个房间。
Verse 3, Mary took a pound of very costly oil of spikenard, anointed the feet of Jesus, and wiped his feet with her hair, and the house was filled with the fragrance of the oil. So the alabaster flask was broken, therefore the aroma permeated the whole house.
好，我们来再念24节。
Verse 24.
23节，耶稣说：“人子得荣耀的时候到了。”这是说他要上十字架了，也是他得荣耀的时候。
Instead, we'll read verse 23. But Jesus answered them, saying that the hour has come that the Son of Man should be glorified. This is the Lord's glorious hour when he would be crucified.
24节
Verse 24.
我实实在在地告诉你们， 一粒麦子不落在地里死了，仍然是一粒，若是死了，就结出许多的子粒来。爱惜自己生命的，就失丧生命；在这世上恨恶自己生命的，就要保守生命，直到永生。
Verse 24, most assuredly I say to you, unless a grain of wheat falls into the ground and dies, it remains alone. But if it dies, it produces much grain. He who loves his life will lose it, and he who hates his life in this world will keep it for eternal life.
好，最后我们念哥林多后书。
Lastly, we will read 2 Corinthians.
第四章。
Chapter 4.
都是我们很熟的经文。
All familiar verses here.
我们看第七节到第十一节。
Verses 7-11.
我们有着宝贝放在瓦器里，要显明这莫大的能力是出于神，不是出于我们。我们四面受敌，却不被困住；心里作难，却不知失望；遭到逼迫，却不被丢弃；打倒了，却不至于死亡。身上常带着耶稣的死，是那耶稣的生也要显明在我们的身上，我们的身上，因为我们这活着的人是常为耶稣交于死地，是耶稣的生在我们这必死的身上显明出来。
Verse 7, but we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellence of the power may be of God and not of us. We are hard pressed on every side, yet not crushed. We are perplexed, but not in despair, persecuted, but not forsaken, struck down, but not destroyed. Always carrying about in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus, that the life of Jesus also may be manifested in our body.In our body. Verse 11, for we who live are always delivered to death for Jesus' sake, and the life of Jesus also may be manifested in our mortal flesh.
好，我们低头一点祷告。
Please bow your heads and let's pray.
主，我们的心一起等候你。
Lord, our hearts together wait for you.
我们等候你，等候你的话语。
We wait for you, wait for your words.
主珍贵荣耀都应当归给
Lord, glory and praise shall all be offered unto you.
文王之王，万主之主。
The King of Kings, the Lord of Lords.
现在、今在、以后永在的全能的神。
The one who is and who was, who is to come, the Almighty God.
主，你是创造地界的主。
Lord, you're the Lord who creates the ends of the earth.
你也是永在的神。
You're also the everlasting God.
你不会的困倦，你也不会的疲乏。
You will not faint, nor will you be weary.
你的智慧，我们是无法测度的。
Your wisdom is unfathomable.
但是我们感谢主你的应许。
But we thank the Lord your promises.
但等候你的，我们要重新的得力。
Your promises are that he who waits on you will be renewed with strength.
你要叫我们这些软弱的、疲乏的、困倦的，叫我们能够再一次的得着力量。
So that all of us who are weary, who faint and who are tired will once again be re-strengthened.
你能够叫我们再一次像鹰展翅上腾，行走不会的困倦，奔跑也不会的疲乏。
We shall mount up with eagle's wings. We shall run and not be weary. We shall walk and not faint.
所以清晨的早晨，你的儿女们都带着一个敬畏的心，安静的心，等候在你宝座的跟前。
So this morning, all of you children, come before your throne with a quiet, reverent heart.
主，你也是在七个金灯台中行走的主。
Lord, you're also the one who walks among the seven golden lampstands.
你也是向七个教会说话的主。
You are also the Lord who speaks to the seven churches.
你今天也在我们中间行走。
Today, you also walk in our midst.
你也向我们说话。
Speak to us, Lord.
你的仆人，我们的翻译，所有你的儿女，都需要你圣灵的浇灌充满。
Your servant, the sister, who translates, and all your children need the outpouring of your Holy Spirit.
我们需要。
Lord, we need it.
叫你的仆人讲得清楚。
So that your servant can utter your words clearly.
叫你的翻译翻译得清楚。
So your translator can interpret clearly.
听的都能够听得明白。
So everyone listening here can also understand it clearly.
主，我们等候你。
Lord, we wait on you.
我们畏惧而敬拜，战惊而快乐。
We worship with fear, we rejoice with trembling.
我们深深相信你已经来到了我们的中间。
We are firmly convinced that you have come in our midst.
你要显现，照耀我们。
You will rise upon us and shine upon us.
你的荣耀要显在我们的中间。
Your glory will be manifested in our midst.
我们看见你的宝座，看见你的权柄。
We shall see your throne, we shall see your authority.
我们敬拜你。
Then we shall worship you.
我们称颂你。
We sing your praises.
我们在众人的中间，我们一起来赞美你。
Among all people, together we come to praise you.
唯有你是配。
Only you are worthy.
我们祷告等候是因耶稣基督的名。
We pray and wait in the name of our Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
好，感谢主，我有一次机会同弟兄姊妹一起交通。
Thank the Lord that he has given me this one more chance to share with all you brothers and sisters.
这次我间隔的时间比较长，差不多有两个月的时间。
It's been quite a long, almost 2 months since I last shared with you.
不知道弟兄姊妹还记得我上次同你们交通的内容吗？
I do not know, brothers and sisters, do you still remember the contents of my last fellowship with you?
我想我们这次是第17讲，记住那吃不透的那个丰盛。
I believe this is the 17th session upon the unsearchable riches of Christ.
今年大概还有一次，那就是十八讲，还有一次十八讲。
I intend to give one more sharing, that's the session 18, and then to finish the whole theme for this year.
我想我们就今年就把这个题目告一个段落。
So we will conclude this theme.
当然我不能说我们就讲完了，基督那吃不透的丰盛是讲不完的，那是你讲完了，那就是他的丰盛是吃得透的，对不对？
Of course I cannot say that I have finished all the theme about unsearchable riches of Christ. If I could say I finished it all, that means Christ's riches are searchable, right?
我只能说是我们告一个段落。
So I could only say we just stop at this point.
弟兄姊妹还记得我十五讲，就是我重点在哪里？你们还记得吧？十五讲那三个月以前的事。
3 weeks ago, in my 15th sharing, do you know what my focus was on?
我想我们是在诗篇第45篇。
That's on Psalm 45.
这里讲到王，讲到王后。哎呀，我们看见王也好，王后也好，那个珍贵，那个荣耀，那个美丽，那个风度，哎呀，不得了。
And there in Psalm 45, we see the king and the queen. Whether it's the king or the queen, we just see the majesty, the beauty, the nobility, the fullness of them all.
并且诗篇四十五篇特别突出的是那个王后，哎呀，不得了，那个美丽。那个丰盛，那个荣耀，那个珍贵的，那个风度嘛。
And especially in the queen that stands out in that psalm, you could sense her beauty, her majesty, and her fullness, her disposition, that glory.
哎呀，她穿戴的是鹅肥金的那个金襟啊！哎呀，多宝贝啊，她的衣服。
And she was arrayed in gold from Ophir, so precious.
并且又提到她的衣服是精绣的，是金线绣出来的衣服。
And also her clothing is embroidered in gold.
后来我就用到启示录第二十一章那个圣城新耶路撒冷城，在千年的国度， 你就看到教会羔羊的妻，哎呀，是多么的美丽，是多么的荣耀。
And I also tie it with Revelation 21 in the Millennium Kingdom. You see the wife of the Lamb, the city is so precious, so glorious.
这里讲到羔羊的宝座，也讲到神的宝座，但是特别突出的就是那一位羔羊的妻。
Here it speaks of the throne of the Lamb of God, but what stands out is that the wife of the Lamb.
我们感谢主，所以诗篇四十五篇是对照着启示录二十一章的，都成了，都成了。
45 corresponds to Revelation 21. All is finished.
然后我们十六讲我的重点，弟兄姊妹还记得吗？
And in my 16th sharing, do you recall my focus?
我想我们交通到以赛亚书第四十三章的第七节。
We fellowship on Isaiah 43 verse 7.
第七节，若是你看四十三章的第一节、第二节，那里讲到什么
？If you read Isaiah 43, verses 1 and 2, what does Isaiah speak of?
讲到雅各也好，以色列也好，都是我所拣选的，都是属于我的，都是我呼召的。都是我所造作的，我所造就的。
Whether it's Jacob or Israel, they are all formed by me, made by me, created by me, and also redeemed by me. I call them by their names.
你们都是属于我的。
You all belong to me.
然后呢，我们看第四十三章的第七节，在那里讲什么？
We read verse 7, what does it all speak about?
这是我上一次十六讲托你们交通的。
And this is the theme of my last 16th sharing with you.
凡称为我名下的人，都是我为自己荣耀所创造的，是我造作的，是我做成的。这句圣经。
This verse says, everyone who is called by my name, whom I have created for my glory,I have formed him, yes, I have made him.
为什么神要拣选以色列的百姓？
Why did God chose Israelites?
为什么神那一天他的荣耀要向亚伯拉罕显现，叫他离开加勒底的乌尔？
Why is on that day God's glory revealed itself to Abraham to tell him to leave the land of Chaldean and to leave Ur?
神在他们的身上有计划，有旨意。
Because God has His plan, His purpose in them.
什么旨意？
What is His will?
什么计划？
What is His plan?
那就是第七节所讲的，是为我荣耀所创造的。
That is what verse 7 says, that they are created for my glory.
弟兄姊妹，我们要追溯到创世纪，我上次也稍微提了一下。
Beloved, let's now trace back to Genesis.
神为什么要造人？
Why is God created man?
为什么神造人放在那样一个崇高圣洁的那一个地位上面？
Why is God created man and put him in that lofty, that noble position?
神造人同所有造物不一样。
When God made man, God made us different from the other creatures.
第一节，创世纪第一章就在那里讲，我们要照着我们的形象，按照我们的样式来造人。
In Genesis chapter 1, we read that,we will make man in our images according to our likeness.
我要叫他们生养众多，遍满全地，做什么？来管理我所创造的万有。
They shall multiply and be fruitful, fill the earth. Why? I want them to have dominion over all my creation.
并且我们看见伊甸园中第一棵树，那就是生命树。
We also see the first tree in the Garden of Eden, that's the tree of life.
神造人，要人能够吃生命树上的果子。
God has created man so he can eat up from the tree of life.
神要与人永远连接在一起。
So that God and man will be forever united.
我想这是神造人的一个目的。
I believe this is the God's purpose to create man.
神造人要照着他的形象，这个形象我上次讲了，这个形象，神没有什么形象，神就是灵。对不对？
Last time I shared that God created man according to his image, but God is a spirit. He does not have any image.
神是灵，你看不到他，你摸不到他的。
He is invisible and touchable because he's a spirit.
但是我们知道这个形象就是他的儿子。
But we know that the image of God is his son.
就是他的圣子。
His holy son.
我们都知道格罗西书给我们解释了。
And this
thing, 爱子是不能看见神的像，是受生的，在一切被造之先。
This is being explained in Colossians chapter 1. The beloved son is the image of invisible God.
爱子是不能看见神的像。
The image of the invisible God, the firstborn over all creation.
希伯来书说他是神荣耀所发的光辉，是神本体的真相。
Hebrews tells us that he is the brightness of God's glory and also the express person of his image.
约翰福音告诉我们，没有人看见过神，只有他怀中的独生子，主耶稣基督将他表明了出来。
And John also tells us that nobody has ever seen God, only the beloved son in his bosom, he has declared the Father.
我们看见十二个使徒中间有位腓力曾经问主耶稣说，主啊，你为什么不把你的父向我们显现呢？我们就满足了，我们就要看见，不但看见你，还不能满足我们，我们要看看你常常讲到的父父父，到底父是怎么样的呢？
We know that among Jesus' 12 disciples, there is one called Philip. He asked Jesus, Lord, why don't you reveal the Father to us? Then that will be enough for us. It's not enough for us just to listen to you mentioning the Father and Father, we want to see him.
哎呀，主耶稣说，你同我这么久了，你看见了我，你就看见了我的父，你怎么还要说把我的父向你显现呢？
And Jesus replied, Philip, have you not been with me so this long? Why do you ask to reveal Father to you? If you see me, you see the Father.
所以感谢神，神造人是照着这个形象造的。
So we thank God that when God made man, He made man according to this image.
让人能够来发表神的那个荣耀。
So that man could display God's glory.
虽然诸天都在那里述说神的荣耀，但是诸天述说神的荣耀还是极少部、极小部的一部分。
Even though the heavens declare God's glory, but even so, that glory is just a very small part of God's glory.
神要造人。
Now, God wants to make man.
神要把他所有的丰盛，那基督那测不透的丰盛，要写作人，能够发表出来，彰显出来，活出来。
To manifest, to live out the unsearchable riches of God.
并且神造人还有个目的。
And there is another purpose for God to make man.
神造人同其他都不一样。神造人用尘土吹了一口气，让人成了一个有灵的活人。
Because when God made man, he did it different with other creatures. When he made man out of the dust of the ground, he breathed the life of breath into his nostrils. So the man became a living soul.
神和人能够交通。
So that man and God can fellowship with each other.
让人和神能够交通，并且人能够明白神的旨意。
Not only does man fellowship with God, but also man is able to understand God's will.
我们知道箴言里面有一句话说，人的灵乃是耶和华的灯，对不对？
In Proverbs, we read this, the spirit of man is the lamp of the Lord, right?
弟兄姊妹，这是人创造的目的。
Brothers and sisters, this is God's purpose to create man.
但是我不需要再讲，弟兄姊妹都知道伊甸园里面发生的那个悲惨的故事。
And I do not need to elaborate more on the tragic story that happened in the Garden of Eden.
人从伊甸园里面赶出来了。
Man, Adam and Eve were driven out of the Garden of Eden.
人已经不能把神的那个丰盛发表出来了。
Man was no longer able to manifest God's riches and fullness.
人也不再能够与神有交通了。
Nor could he have fellowship with God.
你吃的了，必定要死。
On the day you eat of it, you shall surely die.
你不但身体要死，有一天你们的灵魂 还有第二次的死。
Not only will your physical body die, but one day your soul will die the second death.
神创造人的目的你看一看，好像表面看呢完全失败了。
Consider God's purpose to create man on the surface. It seems to be a totally failure.
到了创世纪第六章，你看看人在地上充满着罪恶，充满着强暴，人所思想的昼夜思想的尽都是恶，罪罪。
In Genesis 6, we read that all the violence, wickedness fill the whole face of the earth. All the thoughts of man's intents are wicked only and continually.
人越来越背逆神。
And more man rebelled against God.
人越来越羞辱神。
And more man put God to shame.
这里有一句话说神后悔了。
And here the Bible says, God was sorry.
神会的后悔吗？
Would God be sorry?
神做任何事不会的后悔。
He would never be sorry in any tasks of his.
不像我们。
It's not like us.
我们人做事常常会的后悔。
When we do many things, we often regret.
哎呀，我懊悔做了这件事。
Oh, I regretted that I have done this.
为什么？
Why?
人不是全知的，人不是全能的，人不是 all wise.
Because man is not omniscient, not all wise, not omnipotent, not omnipresent.
感谢神。
But we thank God.
我们的神是全知的，全能的， all wise God.
Our God is all wise God, omniscient, omnipotent.
那他怎么会后悔呢？
How could he be sorry?
当然他不会后悔。
Of course he will not be sorry.
他的计划，他的目的一定会成就。
His plan, his purpose will come to pass.
他有忍耐，他有爱，他有怜悯。
He has love, forbearance, and patience.
他有智慧。
He has wisdom.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
所以我们就看到为什么神要拣选亚伯拉罕。
So here we see why God chose Abraham.
神要选择亚伯拉罕，
because
他的后裔，
through Abraham and his descendants,
来发表神的荣耀。
God wants to display His glory.
在万族中拣选了以色列这班人。
Among all the nations, God chose Israelites.
弟兄姊妹，神要在他们身上完成他的计划。
Beloved, God wanted to accomplish His will in these people.
神把他那个至尊的律法，
God has given them the most noble law.
弟兄姊妹，律法是什么？
Brothers and sisters, what is the law?
律法就是见证神。
The law is the testimony of God.
律法就是神的见证。
The law simply testifies of God.
你看看圣殿里面一个最贵重的那个约柜，就是称为见证的柜，对不对？里面有十条诫命。
See the most noble article in the tabernacle is the ark of the covenant. It's also called the ark of testimony.
看见见证，整个诫命就见证了神是怎样的一位神。
So all the laws testify of what kind of God He is.
我们看见律法也是像一张相片一样的，把神的那个相片照出来，让我们看见。
And also, the law is like a photo. It makes known all the characters of God.
所以神把他们从埃及拯救出来，在出埃及记第十九章这一段话讲得非常的清楚。
So after God delivered them from Egypt in Exodus 19, this passage.Clearly indicates that.
耶和华是说摩西对他们讲。
The Lord spoke to the Israelites through Moses.
对他们宣告。
Proclaim to them.
我像老鹰一样的。
I'm like an eagle.
把你们带来，归我带，背在我的翅膀上来归我，归我，归我。
I bore you on eagle's wings to bring you to myself.
你们若能够诚诚实实的能够遵守听我的话，遵守我的律法，受我的约，那么你们在这个所有的百姓中间，你们要做说我的子民百姓。
If indeed you obey my voice and keep my covenant, then you shall be to me a people of my own possession among all the people.
你们要说我，要归我。
You belong to me, and you are set apart unto me.
这是我把你们从埃及带出来的目的。
And this is the sole purpose that I brought you out of Egypt.
底下又讲到你们要归我做祭司的国度，做圣洁的国民。
And then God told Moses to proclaim this to all the Israelites, that you will be to me a kingdom of priests, a holy nation.
你们要遵守我的律法。
Obey my law.
你们若是能够遵守我的律法，就把我见证了出来。
If you're able to observe my laws, you testify of me.
叫你们周围的列国万民都看到神是如何的一位神。
So all the nations, all the peoples will see what kind of Jehovah he is.
因着你们的见证，因着你们的敬畏我。
And because your testimony, because your fear of me.
列国万民都在拜偶像，因着你们看见你们的见证，哎呀，他们要归。
Even though all the nations and peoples worship idols, but because of your testimony, they will come to belong to me. They will see how the Lord has blessed you. You have everything and abound in all things in the land of Canaan.
看见你们的生活，你们的行为，同所有的列国外民都不一样。
They
see, 圣洁的国民。
They see your life, your behavior is so different from the other nations. You are a holy people.
这样叫他们也能够来拜敬拜这位真神。
So all the nations of people will come to worship the true God.
也能够来敬畏这位真神。
So they will come to fear the true God.
结果呢？
But what happened?
我们都知道。
We all know it.
哎呀，看看这些以色列的百姓。
Oh, take a look at all the Israelites.
就像神造人一样，好像是完全失败了。
Just like God first made man, it's another total failure.
但是感谢神。
But we thank God.
若是你去看以赛亚书，从第四十章一直看到第五十五章。
If you read Isaiah starting from 40 all the way to chapter 55.
耶和华怎么说的?
What does the Lord say?
你要安慰安慰我的百姓。
Comfort, comfort my people.
要向耶路撒冷说安慰的话。
Speak words of comfort to Jerusalem.
战争已经过去了。
Wars are over.
你们的罪我已经赦免了。
I've forgiven all your sins.
从这一章开始都是神安慰的话。
Starting from this chapter,It's filled with God's words of comfort.
我们刚刚提到的四十三章也好，提到四十四章也好，你就看见。
We just mentioned the chapter 43 and 44. You see it.
你们是属于我的，是我拣选的，是我的仆人，是我的见证。
You belong to me. You are my servants. I have chosen you. You are my testimony with witnesses.
并且第四十一章还讲到一句非常宝贝的话，他怎么讲？你们是我。朋友亚伯拉罕的后裔。
And in chapter 41, there is such a precious statement. And the Lord says, "You are the descendants of Abraham, my friend."
是我朋友亚伯拉罕的后裔。你想，我看你们有多宝贝啊
！Since you are the descendants of Abraham, my friend, could you imagine how precious you are in my sight?
所以你们不要怕。
So fear not.
我要与你们同在。
I will be with you.
我要坚固你们。
I will strengthen you.
我要帮助你们。
I will help you.
我要用公义的右手来服侍你们。
I will uphold you with my righteous right hand.
我要造就你们，我要造成你们。
I will form you. I will make you.
还有我们刚刚看见的第四十四章。
And again, we just read chapter 44.
哎呀，我要涂抹你们的罪孽，如同厚云消散。我要涂抹你们的罪恶，如同。烟云灭没一样。
I will block out your transgressions like a cloud, and I will block out your sins like heavy mist.
我永远也不会忘记你们的。
I will never forget you.
就是你们忘记了我，我也不会忘记你们的。
Even though you would forget me, I will never forget you.
因为是我拣选的，是我呼召的，是属于我的，是归于我的，是称为我名下的名。
Because I have chosen you, I have called you, you belong to me, you are called by my name, you are my people.
是为着我的荣耀所创造的，所造成的。
You are created for my glory, I have formed and made you.
哎呀，感谢神。
Oh, thank the Lord.
以赛亚讲了多多少少安慰的话，你看以赛亚的那种心得到何等的安慰。
Isaiah has spoken so many comforting words, so he himself has been so much consoled.
所以我们刚刚念到第64章，我们看到虽然这个圣殿也好，圣城也好，锡安山也好，都成为了荒场荒野，都毁坏了，但是耶和华你仍是我们的父。
That's why when we come to chapter 64, even the holy temple, the Jerusalem, the Mount Zion, all have come to a ruin, but still Isaiah has this faith saying, Oh Lord, you are our Father.
我们是泥巴。
We are the clay.
你来塑造我们。
Come, mold us.
感谢主，耶利米也是这样的看见。
We thank the Lord that Jeremiah has the same insight.
哎呀，耶利米在耶利米哀歌第三章，我们都愿意很喜欢的一段话。
In Lamentation chapter 3, the verse is liked by so many people.
我们不至于灭亡的。
We're not consumed.
因为你不改变的慈爱，丰盛的慈爱。
Because of your unchangeable, abundant mercy.
因着你的怜悯，我们不会的消灭的。
Through your loving kindnesses, we're not consumed.
每早晨都是新鲜的。
Every morning, they are fresh.
神啊，你的信实何等的广大。
God, faithful, great is your faithfulness.
我们的心要对你说，你是我们的份，是我们的产业。
Our soul shall say this to you, Lord, you are our portion, you are our inheritance.
我们要等候你。
We will
hope
in you. We will seek you, and you will be good to us.
你还要拯救我们。
And you will also deliver us.
你一定要成就这事的。
And you will accomplish this.
哎呀，这些先知他们都有这样一个信心。
So all these prophets have the same faith.
我们感谢神。
We thank our God.
我们看到新约的罗马书第十一章，你就看到了。
And also when we come to the New Testament, the Romans chapter 11, you also read it.
保罗对着他们怎么讲的？
What does Paul say to them?
他说：“弟兄们呐、啊，
Brethren,
我不愿意你们不知道，可能你们自以为聪明。
I don't want you to be ignorant of the mystery, lest any of you should be wise in your own opinion.
我要把一个奥秘告诉你。
Here, let me tell you a mystery.
一个极大的奥秘。
A tremendous mystery.
什么奥秘呢？
What is it?
就是以色列有几分硬性的，等到外邦人数天满的时候，雅各家全家都要得救。
The mystery is that a partial hardening has come upon Israel, but when the fullness of the Gentiles come in, the whole house of Israel shall be saved.
正如经上曾经记载过。
Just as it's written,
必有一位救主从锡安而来。
The deliverer shall come out of Zion.
他要拯救雅各家。
He will save the house of Israel.
他要赦免他们一切的罪孽，赦免他们一切的罪恶。
He will forgive all their sins, all their iniquities.
正如经上有记载说。
Also, it's as written in the scripture.
当他除灭他们罪孽的时候，就是我同你们立约的时候。
When he takes away all their sin, that's the time when he makes the new covenant with them.
神还要与他们立一个新约。
God will make a new covenant with them.
哎呀，耶利米三十一章早已经讲过了。
And it's already been written in Jeremiah chapter 31.
日子将到。
The days are coming.
我要与你们立个新的约。
I will make a new covenant with
you. 我不再像当初从埃及把你们领出来与你们立的约，这个约你们已经没有遵守。
Not according to the covenant I make with your fathers when I take them by their hand, and the covenant you broke.
我是你们的丈夫，但是你们离弃了我。
Even though I'm your husband, you have forsaken me.
但是我不离弃你们。
But I will not forsake you.
我要给你们立个新约。
Now I will make a new covenant with you.
我们都知道什么叫新约。
And we all understand what the new covenant is.
今天我们都在这个新约里面。
Today we are all in the new covenant.
你们最宝贝的一句话就是后面这一句话。我要赦免你们一切的罪孽，不再纪念你们一切的罪恶，都过去了。
The most precious statement in this new covenant is that I will forgive all your iniquity and your sin. I will remember no more. Everything is past.
若是我这份圣经讲到就是这个罗马书第十一章那里这个月，它里面下面有一个注解，叫你去查考以赛亚书。
In my Chinese Bible, there is a footnote, a reference to point you to Isaiah chapter 29.
因为我一看到这个新约，我们就都知道了嘛，对不对？这个希伯来书解释了第八章解释了很清楚，但是他说你要去参考这个以赛亚书二十九章。后来我翻了一下，原来这个月一句话就是要赦免我们的罪孽。
When we read Hebrews, it tells us very clearly in chapter 8 about what the new covenant is, but the reference points to Isaiah 29, and I read it, and it just boils down to one sentence, to forgive your sins.
哎呀，我为什么要花这么多时间讲以色列的历史？
Why did I spend so much time on repeating the history of Israel?
我也读了很多的旧约的圣经。
And I have read many Old Testament verses.
我是要讲，你们都是泥巴，你们是我手中的工作。
I am the potter, you're the clay. You are the, all of you are the work in my hand.
耶利米十八章说，
这
个窑匠拿了一个泥巴，造一个器皿，造坏了，怎么呢？他是不是把这个泥巴就丢掉呢？没有丢掉，他还是拿这个泥巴找另外一个器皿，对不对？耶利米书第十八章。
In Jeremiah 18, we also read that the potter took a lump of clay to make a vessel, but the vessel was marred, ruined. Did he throw away the clay? No. He used the same clay and remake it into something else.
耶利米书你一打开第一章你就看到，我要把你们拔出，我们把你倾倒，我要把你毁坏，我要把你们撤回，做什么？我要栽种你们，我要建造你们，感谢神。
When you open Jeremiah right in chapter 1, what do you read? The Lord says, I will pluck out, I will bring down, I will destroy, I will overthrow. For what purpose?To build and to plant you.
你们是我手中的工作。
Because you are the work of my hand.
在母胎中我已经造成了你们。
And before the days begin, I have in your womb, mother's womb, I have made you.
虽然经历了这么多的波折，哎呀，你看看以色列的历史。
Even though they've gone through all the storms in his history, all the setbacks.
以赛亚五十四章说
Isaiah
大山可以挪开，小山可以迁移，我的慈爱不会的改变，我给你们立的那个约也不会的废去，这是万军的耶和华讲的话。
In Isaiah 54, we read that mountains could depart, hills could be removed,But my loving kindness will not depart from you, nor will the covenant of peace be removed from you. Thus says the Lord of hosts.
感谢神。
Thank God.
以色列的历史就是我们教会的对照。
Israelite history is actually the portrait of the history of the church.
我们看见他们犯罪的时候，神就管教。
Because we see that when they sin, God disciplined them.
神就审判
God judge them.
审判做什么管教什么是神爱他们让他们悔改
Why did God discipline judge them? Because God loved them so that they could repent.
所以阿摩斯书你看第三章第一节到第二节阿摩斯怎么讲神先说阿摩斯对他们讲你们以色列你们是全家都是我从埃及领出来的
Read Amos chapter 3 verses 1 and 2. What does the Lord say to all the Israelites? I led you out of Egypt, the whole house of Israel.
好像是阿摩斯说，我现在安慰的话已经说尽了。
As though God was speaking through Amos, saying that I'm done with all the comforting words.
但是你们还是不听，不悔改。
But still, you do not listen. You do not repent.
现在我要给你们讲什么话呢？攻击你们的话。
Now, what words shall I say? Words against you.
你们在万俗中，只有你们，我认识你们。
I only know you among all the nations.
所以我要追讨你们一切的罪。
Therefore, I will punish all your sins.
巴不得这话今天对着教会讲。
Oh, if only the same word is being spoken to the churches today.
对着今天神的儿女讲。
To all children of God.
弟兄姊妹，神为了爱我们。
Beloved, God so loved us.
今天有审判。
That's why today we see his judgment.
有管教。
His chastening.
哎呀，最近的你们看这个欧玛台风也好。
Now recently we have the hurricane Irma.
我们也看见有哈维台风也好。
And also hurricane Harvey.
哎呀，造成多大的损失啊，美国。
What a great damage these two hurricanes have made.
我看见世界日报有一篇很大的这个社论，他怎么讲的？
And I read this editorial in the Chinese newspaper.
他说这些灾难啊，这些灾难对着有信仰的，当然是指着我们来讲。对着我们信仰，他们说这是世界的末日，但是世界的末日还没有来到，这个不过是一点。这个迹象而已啊，他们说我们这样讲啊。
Even in the editorial, it mentions that to those, who have faith, of course, it speaks to all of us, that the editorial says that these are the signs of the end time, even though the last day hasn't arrived yet.
所以这篇诗人就说，这是我们的迷信，这是我们的妄想，就是主要来了。主来的以前会的有这些大灾难越来越多越来越多的。
And editorial believes that these are the myths, these are the superstitions, that before the Lord returns that all these disasters, tribulations would occur.
他说这是迷信，这是妄想。
This is a myth, this is a superstition.
这是他们自己头脑想出来的东西啊。
This is their wishful thinking in their head.
他说不是的。不是的。
But no, definitely not.
这个不过是气候现在越来越变了，这个温度升高了，引起这些灾难越来越多的。
The editorial believes that no, it's not so. This is simply because of the outcome of the climate change. That's why more and more natural disasters happen.
弟兄姊妹，我不敢说，我不能说这些灾害是直接从神来的。
Beloved, I would not say that these disasters directly come from the Lord.
最少是神允许的。
But at least it's being permitted.
神是管辖海的狂闹，海浪虽然翻腾，耶和华那个叫他平静，对不对？你看看加利利海，大风大浪，主耶稣停，风病浪情都掌管在我们这位主的手中。
Because all nature is controlled in the hand of our Lord. See the, on the Sea of Galilee, even with the tempest, the storms, when Jesus says stop, it all quieted down.
既然允许这些大灾难临到美国，并且我们看见一个又接着一个的，越来越厉害的，你看看地震也好，墨西哥的地震，8.4级，从来没有过这样一个地震。
However, all these natural disasters, you see one come after another, more frequently, more severely. Think of the earthquake at a magnitude of 8.4 in Mexico.
神要审判。审判要从神的家开始，我们都知道彼得前书第四章。
Yes, judgment will come and also starts from the house of God, 1 Peter chapter 4.
不是说这个审判就是主来以前的那个大灾难的审判，不是光指出这个来讲的。
This does not speak of only the great tribulation before the Lord returns.
是的，神要审判。
Yes, God will judge.
神要先审判教会。
And judgment starts from the church.
我一直认为教会要经过大灾难。
I personally believe that all the church will go through the tribulation.
叫新郎、新妇能够预备好了，迎接主的再来。
So the bride will be made ready to receive the return of the Lord.
其中这个大灾难把我们所有的误会、所有的淫这些东西都能够除干净。
So through the tribulation, all the filthiness, all the defilement will be done away with.
审判一定有的。
For sure that a judgment will come.
我以前也同弟兄姊妹交通道，今天的唯恩典呢，害了多少多少人？今天的新约没有审判的，审判已经过去了，这是恩典的时代。今天很多的教会在传这些。
And I also mentioned this with you before about the theology of grace alone. Oh, what a damage it has done among all the churches. It has misled so many people.
你去看彼得前书第一章第十六节怎么讲的。
1 Peter 1:16.
彼得说你们要圣洁，因为主是圣洁的。
Peter says that, the Lord said, be holy for I am holy.
你们既称那不偏袒人，按照个人行为审判人的主为父，你们就应当怎样度，存着敬畏的心度你们在世寄居的那个日子。
If you call on the Father who is without partiality to judge everyone according to his work, conduct yourself through the stay of your time here in fear. So definitely judgment is not over.
感谢主，所有的审判，所有的管教都是爱我们，让我们心里能够悔改。
We thank the Lord, all the judgment, all the chastening come to us because God loves us so that we could repent.
你知道这次的水灾也好，台风也好，很多 Houston 的教会也遭殃了。
You know that in this great flood from the hurricane, so many churches in Houston are damaged.
你们都是叫 Austin 那个那一个这个最典型的成功福音的神工神学的 positive thinking 的叫 Austin， 在 Houston 最大的教会 Mac Church 16,000人的。
In Houston, there is a mega church led by Joel Austin, and they have 16,000 believers in that congregation. And he simply advocates the prosperity gospel, positive thinking.
这次报纸也指出他们这个 Lakewood Church 就在 Houston.
And the paper points single-handedly out this church in Lakewood.
为什么呢？
Why?
这么多受灾的人，他们的教会竟然把门关起来，不接待这些受难的人，所以很多的指头就指着他们，责备他们，说叫奥斯汀啊，你自己住在一个1,000多万的豪宅哇，1,000多万 ，Houston 的1,000多万，你到纽约去买一买，最少2,000万呢、啊。一个牧师，一个传道人。生活这样的豪华，哎呀，坐的都是直升飞机啊，交通的。他说：“你竟然在这样一个灾难中间，你不把教会的门打开，接纳这些受难的人。”
They found fault with Joel Austin because, among all the hurricane disaster, he shut the door of the church and not receiving all the victims. And they said, "You yourself in such a mansion."The mansion is worth more than $10 million, and all these victims are in trouble, and you're not taking them in.
后来他声明了，他说我们教会也进水了，他还拍了照，我听说我没有看到，还拍了照叫人看，这个这么大的教会也有水在里头，所以没办法接待这些人了。
So he refuted this accusation, and he put out a picture proving that his church building itself has been flooded, so that's why they could not receive the victim.
弟兄姊妹，我为什么要讲这些？
So, beloved, why did I talk about this?
提醒我们神的审判。
Reminding us God's judgment is imminent.
你看这个副总统潘斯到 Houston 去慰问了，
这个就在一个教堂的门口，这个教堂也是个大教堂，已经受了这个洪水的损失了。这个牧师坐在一个轮椅上面，推出来，潘斯同他一起祷告。哦，祷告得非常熟灵。神啊，这个，我们相信你，你要把休斯顿重新建造起来，你要继续的祝福我们。这个休斯顿会建造比以前格外的美丽、格外好的一个城市。哎呀，他们把信心放在这位神的手上，这是对的，不是说他祷告错了。
Now, even the vice president of Pence went to visit a damaged church building. It's a big one. And the pastor sitting on a wheelchair and came out to pray with the vice president together. And their prayer is so spiritual. They pray that, Lord, you will rebuild Houston, make it beautiful again.
你会是美国格外的 great, great America.
You will make an even greater America.
弟兄姊妹，美国怎么 great?
Brothers and sisters, how did America become great?
神的祝福。
It's through God's blessings.
为什么今天这么多的灾难?
Why is it today there are so many disasters?
为什么美国每况愈下?
Why is it America goes from bad to worse?
为什么危机四面?
Why these crises are all around us?
离开了神。
Because we depart from God.
要悔改。
Repent.
审判要从神的家开始。
The judgment of God starts from the house of God.
一打开创世纪就是对着教会讲话的。
Open your Bible to Genesis. It speaks to the church already.
你们要悔改。
Repent.
若是不悔改怎么样？
If you do not repent, what's going to happen?
我们再回到以色列，那这个以色列的国家。
Now let's come back to the nation of Israel.
我们看到最后他们悔改了。
We see in the end the house of Israel does repent.
在那里说经上所讲的，我要立给他们立新的约，什么时候给他们立新的约
？So as it's written in the scriptures, I will make a new covenant. When will God make a new covenant with them?
什么时候他们悔改的时候
？Whenever they repent.
我就要赦免他们所有的罪孽。
I will forgive all their iniquity.
我继续要救赎他们。
I will continue to save them.
弟兄姊妹，这个预言是两方面的。
Brothers and sisters, this prophecy has two sides to it.
一个是近的。
One is near.
你看看五旬节。
Think of the day of Pentecost.
圣灵降临。
The Holy Spirit came down.
彼得起来传扬福音，悔改，你们要悔改。
Peter stood up and proclaimed the gospel, telling them to repent.
三千人悔改。
3,000 people repented.
五千人悔改。
5,000 people repented.
都是犹太人。
All of them were Jews.
看见吗？
Do you see it here?
我要赦免你们一切的罪。
I will forgive all your iniquity.
我不再纪念。
No longer will I remember your sin.
你们是我的选民。
Because you are my elect.
是属于我的。
Belong to me.
是称为我名下的。
Called by my name.
是归我的。
And being set apart for me.
哎呀，你就看到耶路撒冷的教会建立起来了。
And you see that the church in Jerusalem was built.
这是近的。
This is a near aspect of prophecy.
这个预言也是讲到远的。
And this prophecy also points to the distant one.
当外邦人全家得救的时候。
When the fullness of the Gentiles comes in.
以色列全家都要得救。
The house of Israel shall be saved.
什么时候？
When?
什么时候？
When will this happen?
得救的人数填满的时候。
When the fullness of the Gentiles comes in.
就是主来的时候。
That's the time when the Lord returns.
教会被提的时候。
When the church is raptured,
我们看见以色列百姓，他们要亲眼看见他们所站的主耶稣从天驾云降临，对不对？所有以色列人会看。
And all the Israelites will see the one they pierced coming down on the clouds.
他们经过大灾难，三分之二的人都要剪除，只有三分之一的留下来。
Through the great tribulation, 2/3 of them will be wiped out. Only 1/3 will be left.
他们会看。
But they will repent.
这就是弥赛亚，这就是基督。
They will know this is Messiah, this is the Christ.
但是教会被提了。
But at this time, church has already been raptured.
那么这些人呢？
What about these people?
他们的罪赦免了。
Their sin is forgiven.
他们要进到 千年国度。
They will also enter into the millennial kingdom.
哎呀，我们看见神的旨意总算完成在这些百姓身上。
So finally, God's will is brought to come to pass in the Israelite.
你看这撒迦利亚书第八章。
Zechariah chapter 8.
那时候列国万民中有十个人拉着一个以色列人的衣服。
On that day, among the nations and the peoples, and 10 people would grasp the sleeve of a Jew.
哎呀，他们拉着这个以色列说：“我要跟你们去啊。”
They grasp the man, saying that I want to go with you.
神与你们同在啊，祝福你们啊。
Because we heard that God is with you, He has blessed you.
我们要跟着你们去啊。
We want to follow you.
弟兄姊妹。
Beloved, Jews are the witnesses of the Lord.
神写着他们，他的荣耀得着彰显。
And through the Jews, the glory of God will be manifested.
我们感谢神。
And we thank God.
在千年国度中间，他们要成为祭司的国度，圣洁的国民。他们要在地上服侍、侍候、立国。万民在千年国度里面，他们没有被踢，他们要进到这个国度里面。
In the millennium kingdom, all the Jews will become a kingdom of priesthood and a holy nation. They will minister to all those people left on earth, and they will become the Lord's witnesses.
他们也成为圣洁的国民。
They are called holy nation.
哎呀，你就看到他们在千年国度立国万民中间，他们要把神的荣耀彰显出来。
Even though they are not raptured, but you will see among all the nations and countries, they will reveal the glory of God.
哎呀，所以以西结书你看到圣殿建造这个见证又树立起来了。
So you see in Ezekiel, again, you see the testimony of the temple being built up.
列国万民每年都要到耶路撒冷去献祭。
All nations and peoples yearly will come to Jerusalem to offer their sacrifices.
哎呀，弟兄姊妹，我讲这些历史我已经讲过了。
Beloved,
光是以色列的历史，里面有属灵的教训在里面。
As I mentioned this already, the Israelite history is not just a history per se, but in it there are so many spiritual lessons.
神要拣选以色列百姓，表明他的心意，表明他的心意。
God wants to choose Israelites to make known His will, to make known His desire.
他的心意最终要成就在教会的身上。
And eventually His heart's desire will be accomplished in the church.
我刚刚念的彼得前书。第二章第一节第二节还有下面这一段唯有你们是被拣选的族类唯有你们是君尊的祭司唯有你们是圣洁的国民唯有你是属神的百姓你们不蒙怜悯现在蒙了怜悯你们不是子民的现在成了子民
The passages in 1 Peter we just read verses 1 and 2 and verses 9 and 10 Only you are a chosen race Only youare a holy nation, only you are royal priests, and only you are my possession, and you weren't my people before, but now you are.
叫你们能够宣扬那召你们出黑暗入奇妙光明者的美德。
So that you will proclaim the excellencies of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light.
这个美德是什么美德? Excellent!Virtue, excellent, 哇，就是基督一切的丰盛。
To proclaim his excellent virtues, that's the fullness of Christ.
感谢神。
Thank God.
这是神今天呼召我们在基督里面已经做成的。
This is what God has accomplished in Christ, and he has called us into it.
这是个 masterpiece.
And this is a masterpiece.
Masterpiece 原文就是诗，一首诗。
In its original, a masterpiece is a poem.
我们知道整个新约就有两次提到这个字。
We know in the whole New Testament, only twice this word is mentioned.
一次就是我们刚刚讲的以弗所书第二章，你们是神手中的工作，是在基督里面已经做成的。
Once is in Ephesians chapter 2, you are the master handiwork of God created in Christ Jesus.
一次就是罗马书第一章，自从造天地以来， 神的永能和神性是明明可知的，这个就是自从造天地以来，这个字就是 masterpiece， 就是诗，整个宇宙的创造像一首诗一样的。
And the other is in Romans chapter 1, since the creation of the world, in its original, it's the masterpiece that all of God's divine natures and eternal power are clearly seen and being understood by the things created.
但是这首诗还不够美。
But even so, the poem is not beautiful enough yet.
最美的一首诗就是基督的教会，羔羊的妻。
The most beautiful poem is the wife of the Lamb, the Church of Christ.
哎呀，时间已经到了，我很多很多要讲，反正还有一次。
My time is up, even though I still have so much to share with you. But we still have one more time.
念的两段圣经我们都没有时间交通了。
Because of the two passages we just read, we do not have time to share on them.
感谢神。
But we thank God.
我们的瓦器里面有个宝贝。
There is this special treasure in us, the earthen vessels.
能够发出极大的能力。
It can bring out the exceedingly great power.
为什么我们今天发不出这么大的能力，像保罗一样？
Why is it today we could not allow this great power to come out like Paul did?
不要说四面受敌，我们连没有仇敌包围我们，我们都软弱跌倒啊！
Paul says he was pressed on all sides, but with us, even though we do not have enemies around us, we stumble, we simply fell.
就像耶利米三十一章所说的，我是你们的丈夫，你们背弃了我。今天有多少神的儿女，多少神的教会，犯了淫乱的罪，背弃了我们的丈夫啊。
Just as in Jeremiah 31 says that you have you broke my covenant, even though I am your husband. So many of God's churches, so many of God's people today have committed adultery, forsaking, rebelling against God.
我上次你们还记得我第十五讲啊、第十六讲讲到婚姻啊，我们同基督已经结婚了，不要再活在一个待定。还在那里谈恋爱，我还可以剪一剪，还觉得那是不太理想的一个人，我还可以从其他的那个女的可以或者男的能够，这不是什么罪嘛，对不对？你有这个权利嘛，还没结婚嘛，还没有立这个约嘛，这叫什么？这叫淫乱。多少的教会生的儿女就是在那里找更理想的，哎呀，这位主还不够我的理想啊。
In my last sharing, the 16th sharing, I mentioned that we have already been married to Christ. We are not in the state of dating. You know, you're a pick and choose and you're trying to find your ideal partner. No, we have been united with Christ in marriage. If you still do the things like you're dating the Christ, then you are committing adultery.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们没有受什么敌人。我们都已经跌倒了，软弱了。
Beloved,
我们去爱这个世界， 我们爱很多的东西代替了我们的神。
Without any enemies attacking us, we fell, we stumbled because we have loved so many things of the world. We have allowed so many things to replace God in our mind.
为什么我们没有相弃啊？
Why is it we do not lose heart?
我们已经有了这个新的生命，基督的生命住在我们里面，为什么这个香气不能从我们身上出来啊？
Why is it we do not have this fragrance? We have Christ indwelling us. Why is it this fragrance cannot come out from us?
我们闻到的都是这种这个鱼熏的味道啊。
All we can smell is the fish, the smell of fish.Thinking fish smell.
我们昨天礼拜五，我们有个婚礼。这个婚礼你知道哈？谁结婚了？是一个基督徒啊，基督徒啊结婚了。那有什么稀奇？结婚，基督徒当然结婚了。但稀奇就在这里，我都会告诉你。
Last Friday, we had a wedding in our church building. You would say, what's the big deal about this? You know, this is a believer who got married. Let me tell you next.
结婚放在礼拜五晚上。
What's amazing is the ceremony is held on Friday night.
你们有没有参加过婚礼？是礼拜五晚上，是一个基督徒办的婚礼。礼拜五大家都在查经呢，所以那一天我们教会都在抬树的，很多人都被邀请去参加这个婚礼了。教会好多的小组都缺少人，我们这个小组平时有十几人，这一天已经去了好几个人，他们都是在抬树的。哎呀，我就在那里想，这不是基督徒吗？哎呀，他们说礼拜五便宜呀。
Last Friday, there was a Christian ceremony, and many of our brothers and sisters know this person from the same company, so quite a few of them were invited to attend the Friday night's wedding. Why is it held on Friday night? Because it's cheap. And so many of all the brothers and sisters who are originally to come to the Bible study, all of a sudden they're all missing.
不但是便宜，我知道他们所借的一个地方，哎呀，世俗的不得了的乐队跳舞啊，哎呀，喝酒啊，这一天我还没有具体去问他们有多少基督徒在那里喝酒，同世界人没有什么两样的。哎呀，这个香气在哪里呀？这个能力在哪里呀？胜过这个世界的人，同世界不一样的那种圣洁的生活，怎么活不出来啊？
Not only the wedding is cheaper on Friday, but also the venue is held in a very worldly, secular place with all the band and wine. People were drinking. And so where is the aroma? Where is the power? Where is the holiness of believers? Why is it they cannot come out from them?
当然。这是年轻的基督徒了。年轻的基督徒就应该这样像世界一样吗？
Of course, these are young Christians, but even though they are young, should they be like the rest of the world?
我想没有时间同你们交通了。
Now I ran out of my time.
瓦器有没有破碎？
The earthen vessel, is it broken?
肉瓶有没有打碎？
The alabaster flask, is it broken?
保罗的肉瓶就打碎了。
Paul's vial is already broken.
哥林多后书第二章，保罗说：“感谢神，常率领我在基督里面能够夸神，可以在各处传扬因认识耶稣基督而有的香气。”
That's why Paul could proclaim, "Thanks be to God."For he always leads us in Christ in triumph, and also through us diffuses the aroma through his knowledge and everywhere.
最大的难处就是我们这个外面的人。
The greatest problem is our outer man.
保罗在这一章我后来没有念下去，我们也没有时间交通了。外体，外面的人一天毁坏一天。里面的人一天心思一天自沾自清的苦楚要为我们换这种无比永远的荣耀我们不是顾念所见的我们是顾念所不见的所见的都是暂时的不见的是永远的
Well, Paul continues to say that I did not have time either to read to you or to share with you is this that our outward man is perishingBut our inward man is being renewed daily. For the present, the tribulation, which is temporary, is momentarily, is producing for us an eternal weight of glory far beyond all comparison. While we look at things that are not seen, but at the things that are.Well, we look at the things that are not seen, but look at the things that are invisible. And because the things that are seen are temporary, the things that are not seen are eternal.
一粒麦子死了，结出籽粒来。今天我们这个宝贝，我们这个外壳，不愿意把它破碎。哎呀，你不破碎，里面这个生命又怎么能够表现、发表出来呢？这个荣耀呢？哎呀，受了这个限制，受了这个束缚，受了这个影响，所以今天我们那个新造的人，这个生命没有办法出来。
A grain of wheat cannot bear much fruit unless it falls into the ground and it dies. And today we are so restricted by the outer husk so that the inner man is not able to break out from the outer man.
很简单的道理。
This, the teaching is so simple.
是的，我们要花代价，我们要摆上，我们要牺牲。但是弟兄姊妹，我告诉你，这个牺牲，这个代价换来的结果，那是远远远远超过我们的代价，超过我们的摆上啊！那吃不透的那个丰盛，并且能够得着那个撑到永永远远的那个荣耀。
Yes.
什么是荣耀？下次我们再来讲。
Yes, we do have to pay a price for this too.We do have to offer some sacrifices, but the end result of the glory far exceeds all the, our costs, all the prices we have ever put in, and that's the glory, eternal weight of glory. And what is glory? I can only share with you until next time.
今世的，来世的，一直到永世，我们要荣耀神，神也要荣耀我们，这叫荣耀。
Glory that is of the present age that is to come, even the glory of eternity will be seen in us. He will be glorified in us and we will glorify him. Shall we bow our heads and pray?
父啊，你的话还是需要你圣灵自己来解释。
Father, your own words can only be interpreted by the Holy Spirit.
就愿你继续感动我们
Lord, continue to move us.
打开我们里面的眼睛
Open our inner eyes.
再次的逗我们的心
Once again, captivate our hearts.
让我们再次的归向
So once again, we can return to you.
因为你救赎了我们
Because you have redeemed us.
我们是属于你的
We belong to you.
我们是你召的
We are called by you.
我们是你的仆人
And we are your servants.
我们是你的见证
We are your witnesses.
我们是你荣耀的彰显
And we are the manifestation of your glory.
主，求你继续来破碎我们
Oh Lord, continue to break us up.
来塑造我们
To mold us.
主，我们愿意像以赛亚说，我们愿意在你审判的路上，我们等候你。
Just as Isaiah says, Lord, in the way of just judgment, we wait on you.
主啊，义人的道路是平直的。
Lord, the path of the righteous is smooth.
求你修并修平我们的道路。
Oh, make it leveled all our ways.
让你从我们身上得着荣耀。
So that you could be glorified.
我们也能从你那里得着荣耀。
And we can also obtain glory from you.
原来荣耀、尊贵、权柄都是你的。
Because all the glory, all the honor, and all the authority are yours.
我们将祷告祈求圣耶稣基督的名。
We ask and pray in the name of Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.